Only true adventure enthusiasts and experts dare to climb the K2 mountain. And even for them, returning safely is not a given. You can find this peak in the middle of the Karakoram mountain range in northern Pakistan. It was the second one measured during a survey in 1856. That's why it's got a weird name. K2 Mountain is 28,000 feet above sea level. This makes it the second highest mountain on Earth, right after Mount Everest. It's also among the most dangerous places. Out of the top 5 highest mountains globally, K2 is the most dangerous, claiming 1 life for every 4 people who reach the top. Avalanches, crazy storms, and tricky slopes make K2 the toughest mountain to climb on the planet. The air is thin. Only 1/3 of the oxygen you can find at sea level is up there on the K2 summit. Storms can last for days, causing lots of trouble. K2 might be a tad shorter than Mount Everest, but it's way harder to climb because of its terrain. Everest has some flat stretches, but K2 is steep almost all the way up. At 24,000 feet, it flattens out a little. But rock falls and unpredictable weather make this area a real risk zone. Everest might be taller, but K2 is considered more lethal. Everest has a couple of popular routes, like the South Col and the North Ridge. K2, on the other hand, doesn't believe in easy routes. Even the supposedly simple one is steep as heck, averaging 45 degrees from base to summit. While Everest has spots where climbers can chill out, K2 doesn't play that game. Campsites on K2 are tiny compared to those on Everest, and things get wild as you climb higher. On Everest, climbers might sometimes ditch their helmets, especially on less intense sections. But on K2, you better keep that helmet on from the get-go. Rocks are falling, avalanches are happening, safety first. Rescues are a whole different story on K2. The rocky terrain makes it tough to bring down an injured climber. Helicopters aren't readily available, and even if you get one, it's going to cost you a pretty penny. Everest is a bit friendlier in that department. These Nepalese climbers are a big deal on Everest, but not so much on K2. Sherpas are like the superheroes of Everest, helping climbers speed up the ascent. On K2, it's a bit more of a solo mission. Now, let's talk about danger zones. The Khumbu Icefall on Everest is gnarly, but K2's bottleneck takes the cake. It's higher, which makes it way riskier. And here's the kicker. There have been years when nobody has reached K2's summit. That's not a thing on Everest. Success rates on Everest are a lot higher. The first attempt to reach the summit was made in 1902 by a team of climbers, but they only got to 21,400 feet. Only in 1954 did an Italian crew with a Pakistani buddy in tow finally conquer K2. That was no easy feat. By August 2022, only around 700 people had reached the top. At least 91 people have lost their lives trying to conquer the peak. Moving on to other extreme places on Earth, like Ethiopia's Danakil Depression. At first glance, it looks like another planet, for example, Mars. Its landscape is a mix of burning salt, volcanic rock, and sulfuric acid, all in shades of yellow and orange. There are springs with bad vibes around the Dalo volcano, one of the many volcanoes in the area. Scientists have recently examined samples from these pools, hoping to find signs of life. But no luck. The DNA levels in these springs are basically non-existent. This makes the Danakil Depression one of the least friendly places for life on our planet. The next extreme zone is Death Valley, California. It's among the hottest spots on our planet. You can cook eggs on the ground there. The highest temperature ever recorded by a weather station in that area was 134 degrees Fahrenheit in 1913. Keep in mind that there's an even hotter ground spot on our planet. It's in the Dashi-Lut Desert in Iran. A NASA satellite measured a temperature of 159 degrees Fahrenheit there in 2005. It's so blazing hot that birds flying through that area sometimes drop from the sky because they can't handle the intense heat. So let's switch from heat to humidity, because we're going to a village called Mausanram in India. This place is the rain champion of the world. It's got so much rain in a year that if you put Rio de Janeiro's Christ the Redeemer that huge 98-foot-tall statue there, it would be standing in knee-deep water. This village is in the Kashi Hills. It has 467 inches of rainfall every year. That's like stacking 39 standard cereal boxes, one on top of the other, over the course of a year. Our next one is La Oroya. Living in this city in central Peru is really tough for the 25,000 people calling this place home. The air is filled with dangerous stuff like arsenic, lead, and sulfur dioxide. Even rain is acidic, wrecking local plants. In La Oroya, there's a metal factory that makes things like gold, silver, and cadmium. That factory is the main job provider in the city. Yet, in 2007, experts said that this place was one of the most polluted spots on Earth. People are working hard to clean up the mess and make life better there. Tristan da Cunha, in the South Atlantic, is the most isolated spot on Earth. It's a tiny bunch of islands with just 246 people living there. There's no place to land a plane. If you want to visit or leave, you're in for a boat ride. It's a 6-day journey all the way from South Africa, about 1,500 to 1,700 miles away. Now, probably the most dangerous place to spend your life is the Pacific Islands of Vanuatu. You would be living life on the edge, dodging volcanoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis every day. UN's World Risk Index classifies this place as the riskiest spot to call home. Satellite data says sea levels around Vanuatu have been rising by about 6 millimeters every year since 1993. Plus, in April 2020, the island got smacked by Tropical Cyclone Harold, the worst in 5 years, with harsh winds hitting up to 155 miles per hour. Our next one is a place where loads of people are crammed into a tiny space. Manila in the Philippines has an estimated 184,570 people packed into every square mile. Manila is that crowded because of the city's economic growth in the past 50 years, mostly thanks to its bustling port. More money and jobs mean more people moving in. With people comes pollution and traffic jams, which turn life there into an everyday struggle. Oh, and finding a place to live in Manila is like searching for a needle in a haystack. A massive housing shortage adds even more chaos to the mix. Yakutsk in Russia claims the crown for being the city with the lowest winter temperatures. In 1891, it hit minus 83.9 degrees Fahrenheit. It isn't the coldest place on Earth, though. The Eastern Antarctic Plateau in Antarctica holds that record with minus 137 degrees Fahrenheit. Yakutsk is the coldest city in the world for a few reasons. Firstly, it's far from the sea, with no warm ocean influences. Secondly, a high-pressure system brings frigid air from the Arctic during winter. Sunlight is a rare sight in Yakutsk during winter. The city sits on continuous permafrost, meaning the ground is always frozen, too. Around 355,000 people call Yakutsk home. What's surprising is that this spot cranks up the heat in the summer. In July, the average high temperature reaches 79 degrees Fahrenheit. That's hotter than in London during the same season. Well, that's some wacky weather, huh? That's it for today. So hey, if you pacified your curiosity, then give the video a like and share it with your friends. Or if you want more, just click on these videos and stay on the bright side.